Here in the U.S., shareholders in the country's largest oil company, ExxonMobil, gathered for their annual meeting. They voted to reject every proposal by activist shareholders who are trying to push the company to invest more in alternative energy. One of the proposals would have recommended that the company split the two top jobs. Both now are held by one person. Bill Zeeble with member station KERA in Dallas reports.
Leading the shareholder efforts were descendants of Exxon founder John D. Rockefeller. By creating a chairman and chief executive officer, they hoped new leadership might force greener ideas. Rockefeller's great-great-grandson, Peter O'Neill, spoke for many relatives.
All of ExxonMobil's acknowledged strengths are no guarantee that it will remain flexible and visionary in light of the changing energy realities that lie ahead. That is why we support our company having an independent chair.
Rockefeller family members were among the highest-profile stockholders demanding changes from lower greenhouse gas emissions to employee policy changes. Every proposal, 17 in all, failed. Chairman and CEO Rex Tillerson.
Our approach to that is first we've got to take care of our own operations inside, and that means improving our own energy efficiency, finding ways to deal with our own emissions. And so we have a large array of technology efforts underway to help us do that.
Tillerson says over the next 5 years, the company will invest $125 billion to find more oil and gas. Because even in 30 years, he says, most energy needs will still be met by fossil fuels. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.